I do, because I think consistency is important. You know, in my time, we have not had any incidences. I've only been here for a short period of time. But I think in this case, even with the redaction, there's speculation about other things. Some of the victims may not want those details out there. And I think our policy first has been to protect those who could be most impacted by the release of that information, especially in cases where I think a lot of the information is out there.
Right. So we are trying to treat the workplace as it would be with any private sector employer, right? When there's a personnel issue, the personnel files have the right to remain, you know, private until if a charge was filed, of course, that becomes public. That's the process that all the other employees of the state follow. And I want to make sure that the people who work for the assembly have no less rights than if they worked in the private sector.
Without releasing those records, why should anybody believe that you're doing anything?
Feel free to take that one.
I'm new here.
Yeah.
You're not new. You've been here years.
I've been in my current position for less than 2 months.
So what I would say on that is, first of all, we have a good track record. The most high-profile case was the Assembly Majority Leader, where it would have been easy for us to just kind of sweep it under the rug, not deal with it because he was a fellow Republican, a person in our leadership team. But we made a really difficult decision to, number one, bring it forward to our caucus so that they knew what had happened, because we believed a crime had occurred after having done the research through the personnel process that we had. He was thrown out of the caucus. He was thrown out of his leadership position, ultimately convicted, and left the legislature. That is about the most severe penalty that someone could get, showing that what we mean is that we are serious about ensuring that if a crime occurs, they'll be prosecuted.